I'm Nicholas Penrake, and you're listening to A Trader's Life, the podcast where I get to talk to successful traders about their approach to trading, how they started out and went from broke or breaking even to pulling in thousands of dollars a week. Trading is a tough game. They say only around 5% of those who try actually make a profit. Join me for A Trader's Life to glean some valuable insights from the market wizards I get to talk to. We can probably all agree trading has some bad connotations. Gambling and scam being the two words that readily spring to mind. My next guest is first and foremost an entrepreneur in online education. He's not in fact a trader, but he passionately hates gambling and wanted to introduce some fresh transparency and genuine education to the trading world. So a few years ago, Zach Van Niekerk teamed up with a man who does trade, and together they created the Trading Cafe and the Trading Academy. If you haven't yet managed to be consistently profitable in your trading, or you're looking for some new ideas to pepper into your strategy, I highly recommend you stick around. Hey, Zach, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Very well. Excited to be here.
Good. Yeah, I came across you through Trading Cafe because you are one of the founders, if not the main founder, and was really taken by the whole vibe of the place. You also run Trading Academy. Talk me through how this whole incarnation came about. I understand you're in the education space and you're not even actually a trader as far as I know, but you really wanted to make a difference to trading education. And so you jumped in. Take it from there.
I've been in the education space for a very long time. So I'm 38 now. Well, I'll be 38 next month. For most of my life, I've been in a position where I've been a firm believer that education is the number one solution to most problems that most people face. No matter what it is, whether it's health issues, whether it's financial issues, whether it's hobby issues, relationship issues, it can all be solved through proper education. I've been involved in many different types of education, from languages to music, and I have been involved within the financial sector as well. What I noticed from within the financial sector was that there was, well, let me just say this. Whenever you're in a position where you're speaking about money and making money, there's going to be problems, I think is the bottom line. And it preys on a lot of very, very carnal needs and desires of most humans when we're speaking about money. And that's really what's been happening with the industry for a very, very long time. You know, with the internet boom, people could say anything they wanted. They could go and they could do anything they wanted. And that's been prolific for the last couple of decades. I found myself in a position where I had an opportunity to partner up with some people that at that given point, I genuinely believed that we had an opportunity to actually create something good within the financial education industry. And so I put pen to paper and decided to go all in on this. And there's a couple of reasons why. First of all, I truly believed and do believe that the industry was in need of good education. And we can speak about what that is and what that means if you want later, but I genuinely believe that it was in need of good education. And when, you know, creating any kind of education infrastructure, any kind of institution is difficult. Getting anything started is difficult. And the opportunity also presented itself to do something. And so at the time, I was actually focused on quite a lot of different projects. And I made the good or bad decision to focus in. I'm a massive fan of focus. And I think that, you know, you can't do too many things at once. And so I decided to say, hey, listen, let's just get this started. We've got an opportunity now to do something. And we did. And so we started the Trading Cafe. And the simple focus behind the whole endeavor was to provide people with genuine education when it comes to the way that they trade. And there's lots of mechanisms that sit behind that, but that was the basic thing. And to speak about trading for a second, the way that I see trading is this, is most people want the same thing, regardless of whether you are a hairdresser, a lawyer, an accountant, or a trader. Everyone wants the same thing. And we want to be in a position where we fundamentally have autonomy and freedom, and we can do the things that we want to do. And trading is simply a vehicle that a lot of people land on. And that vehicle can be anything. It could be starting your own business, you know, doing a pressure washing business. It's not like someone wakes up in the morning. Most people don't wake up in the morning and they think, you know, my dream is to be a trader. Some people do. You know, some people have that natural affinity with the financial markets, but most people don't. And so they land on it as a vehicle to get out of whatever they're in, which is the rat race, which is being a victim of a work that they don't want to be in, or they want more financial freedom. They've been crippled by the just the economics of the world that we're living in right now. And so they land on trading. And the second they do that, they tend to fall into the industry. And
we're talking about retail traders, right? Not
correct.
Not people who join, you know, a bank or whatever. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So these are retail. This is 35 year old Tom or 65-year-old Dave or Susan, and they've heard about trading and they've heard that they can make some money, and so they go and they type it into YouTube. How do you open up an account? How do you trade? And then all of a sudden the algorithm gets them and they're in, and the rest is history for a lot of them. You know, I mean, we have some statistics from our side on a few different things, just having a, you know, not a massive community, but we've got a decently sized group of people that we can study and analyze. And we see what the statistics are generally, and they're not wrong. 95% of people end up not being successful with trading. And what I mean by that is they end up not making money. Losing more than they spend.
Yeah, I think there's like 5% or so that break even or round that area, aren't there? But that's not much fun.
Exactly. My partner, Peter, so he has a long history with trading, and it's one of the reasons why we ended up going down this pathway of creating what we've created. So he has a long history with trading in the same way that many people have had a history with trading, as in, you know, 10 years ago, if not more, you know, he borrowed $15,000 from his parents to buy a trading program that ended up being a complete farce. And he did that because, for exactly the same reasons that most people do it, because they think that it's going to be a quick win, they think it's going to be a get-rich-quick scheme, and they don't exist. And so he was burnt very, very quickly with that. And so what he's very good at is setting up systems. And so partnering up together, because you need systems to create what we've created and to educate people en masse. You need systems, you need structure. And so we just had a great partnership with bringing this to fruition, with obviously more partners as well, but we can get into that shortly. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you started, were you using your own capital to get going?
We did. So we began with all of our own capital. We didn't have any invested. Yes. So it was me and Peter. So we invested everything into it. We got it launched, and it's been that way since we started. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I came across it, I think, around Christmas time, 2023. So I don't know how late I've come to this iteration. I don't know if you've been around for a year or two. Was it kind of more basic right at the beginning and you could just keep changing the site and offering more services?
Well, where we began, we had a very simple goal. And so prior to actually launching the cafe, we'd actually reached out to try to find traders. So the first conundrum that we had to solve was, when it came to educating people, is who's going to do the educating, right? It's like, how do you actually educate people? And so we had two things that we needed. So we had the expertise and the knowledge to educate, in the sense that we have education philosophies and infrastructures that we could implement that have been proven to work. What we didn't have, though, was genuine traders. Right. And this is people that didn't have YouTube channels, that didn't have social media presence, and they weren't trying to gun for people's attention to sell them a product. These are people that were behind the scenes that were genuinely trading for a living or making substantial profits. And they weren't interested in being famous or creating education products or anything like that. So that's who we were looking for. We didn't have that. Right. And we needed that, because those were the guys that we wanted to bring to the masses, right? And so we invested into finding them. I won't say a large amount of money, because it depends who you are and how you view it, but it was, you know, it was thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars investing into finding these individuals, and a lot of hard work. And eventually we did. We found a group of about 40 people that were potentials. We put them through a bit of a gauntlet. We ended up coming out the back end with three of them. So out of the people that we found, we reached out to 25 million. So we sent ads out 25 million. That filtered down through a bunch of different sections. We ended up with about 40, and that ended up being three. And those are the people that we brought in. We put them through very intensive training and structures to turn them fundamentally into teachers. And then we brought them into the cafe. And then a couple of months later, we launched the Training Academy, which we can get to shortly. But that was the big challenge, is finding people that could actually teach. Well, teaching is one thing, but had the knowledge to actually impart, and they weren't full of BS. Yeah, that was the first conundrum. And so we managed to get that together. And our first principle, just to get back to your question, with starting the cafe was value. And it's a cliched word. It kind of makes me feel icky saying it, but value was the principle. And the reason why we landed on that was because we knew that a lot of people had been stung in the industry. And in order for us to make any kind of impression, we had to put our best foot forward and say, hey, listen, this is real. We're not asking for anything. We just want to show you what's possible when you do things right. And just to give you a new perspective, and to just get people in the right headspace about how they viewed trading and learning to trade. That was the very first kind of idea that we wanted to implement within the cafe. And so we did that. And it was a question of just, yeah, shifting people's mindsets, which has probably been the biggest challenge that we've had over the last couple of years in launching all this. But that's a whole different topic. But shifting people's mindsets in the industry, because it's kind of us versus the people in a big way.
One of the things that struck me straight away about the Trading Cafe was the kind of vibe and the tone of it. It felt very authentic and not full of itself. You know, a lot of trader coaches and what have you, whether they mean to or not, they kind of ride on this sort of wave of hype and excitement and what's going to happen this week. And it really has this kind of tone of gambling and excitement. And I get it, but the reality is, you know, I've been doing this podcast a while, and the reality, talking to so many traders, it isn't that, you know, and it's disastrous usually when you do have that kind of approach to trading. And what I liked was I found it very refreshing, the tone, the way you'd send out emails that were very much educational rather than let's see if we can be right this week. It was more about, these are things that you should avoid doing. These are things that can help you. Watch our trader show you how he does this and so on. It was step at a time of little improvements you can make, nothing overblown, very authentic. That's what I liked about it. And I like the fact there was a lot of value. As you say, this word is so overused and rarely delivers, right? But you are right. It does deliver value. And your traders, for instance, Alex Morris, one of the ones I follow quite a bit, he's so good. And he's very, very step at a time, easy to follow, very plausible, uses the right language, and shows that trading, if you apply these disciplines that he's showing you, is achievable, but not in this kind of overblown sense. You know, you can make money and you will sometimes lose, but here are some steps to take. And if you follow this discipline, this process, you have a very good chance of adding to your income. And, you know, the idea that you can just start trading and replace your day job income, you know, unless you've got 100K in the bank to play with, really is just a nonsense. You know, most people will say 20% a year is a good return. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say you start with 100K. Who's got 100K to start with? So that's 20K return, you know. That's not a salary for most people. So,
And that's if you have 100K. If you have 100,000. Yeah,
absolutely. Exactly. I mean, you know, even if you had 50K, it's still, you know, 10. But, you know, it's what I like about it, it's grounded. You know, it's grounded, it feels real. And when you say value, I believe it. So, and that's great because I can see how you've set up the model that it's the Trading Cafe and it has to work as an authentic entity in itself. Then you move to the Trading Academy, which is the paid version, which is fair enough. You've got to make this into a business, right? You can't just be giving free content all the time. But I love the way you establish this authenticity at the beginning is so important for any kind of branding, and that we feel invested in the people you introduce us to, the community and so on. So then you're building trust. And with that trust, you can then you know, introduce the academy as a kind of a natural step up, not this, you know, upsell, whatever, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the transition from the cafe to the academy is, you know, it hasn't been an easy one, you know, to kind of frame, because again, people are so, you know, they're burnt. They are on edge. You know, people come in, they're on edge. They're like, well, you know, what is going to happen? And I think with the academy, the transition for us is exactly, it's pretty much as you described it. The cafe is fundamentally there to, and we've got, you know, now we've got 14,000. We've grown from about 1,000 to 14,000 in the space of about 13 months. So it's grown incredibly. The cafe is a place where you can be safe. That's kind of how I see it. And we've got a very strict infrastructure around the cafe, which aims at keeping it safe. So it means that if there's any DMs going on behind the scenes or any scam people coming in, then they just get kicked out immediately. And so it's a very safe space. And that's very important for us. And then when it comes to value for us, it's just a question of, we actually tallied how much our education content has been viewed and consumed within the cafe. And if you total up all the time, just in 2023 alone, it was over 265 days of time have been spent watching the content within the cafe. We've got hundreds of videos now and hundreds of hours of content that aren't sales material, you know, they're educational material. And the purpose, the big shift that we're trying to help people see is when you learn something the right way, you can actually do it. Like, and that's just a mental shift that goes completely against what they're hearing. You know, like just this one small tweak and you can X. Just do this one thing or this one simple strategy and it's all this one simple bot and blah, blah, blah. And they've been indoctrinated through emails and ads and YouTube videos into thinking that it's very easy. And actually the reality is we don't speak about easy or difficult within the academy or the cafe. We speak about possible or not possible because life's tough. Life's hard. It's going to throw problems at you. It's going to be a struggle in many different ways. And so let's stop speaking about the complexity of it and speak about the possibility of it. And so with the cafe, it's a question of saying, hey, listen, this is possible, like genuinely possible. However, it's not if you don't do the right things. You need to do the right things to get there. And we tell people what to do. So we fully explain in excruciating detail how to actually go about learning to trade. And then they have the choice. They can either do it by themselves or they can enter into the academy where we've got everything set up and structured so they can do it with us. But that's the premise behind it and the thought process that goes behind it on a very high surface level.
Yeah, cool.
Let me just pause here because I'd like to introduce listeners to Magic Mind. As the name would suggest, it's a formula for improving mental energy and performance. And it comes in little bottles like a shot. Now, I don't know about you, but I found day trading quite draining on my energy. It might seem like you're doing very little, watching a bunch of charts, but in fact, your brain is constantly calculating and recalculating risk and reward. It's pretty intense. To keep my energy up, I'd normally resort to yet another mug of coffee, but then I came across this, Magic Mind, a new energy drink that contains the caffeine found in green tea, plus a number of ingredients like mushroom extracts, that help with brain function and performance. And what I've found, I don't have that crash mid-afternoon. I'm a little more productive and more focused and calmer while I trade. And, you know, I sort of get into the flow state easier. It comes in these little bottles, as I said, like a shot. So it's really convenient to take when you're on the move. And it's got a unique taste, which closely resembles passion fruit, but it's not sweet at all. So if you want to sharpen your focus over the whole day, why not give it a try? And here's the deal. Go to magicmind.com/atraderslife, put in the code TRADERSLIFE20, and that'll get you a whopping 56% off your subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. And if you don't like it, you can write to the company and they'll give you your money back, no questions asked. I put the link and discount code in the show notes, so take a look there if you haven't made a note already. Okay, that's it. Back to Trading Academy.
continue. Tell me how this is working and how you're building it up into, I guess, different modules of strategies and so on with different traders.
Yeah, so our vision for the academy is to transform the way that people learn to trade. And the secret actually isn't the secret isn't sexy, but it's really powerful, and it's just fundamentally good structured education. And so what structured education has got various principles that sit behind it. And if you want me to go into that, I can definitely do that. But the academy pivots around that. And so what we're doing is we work with people that have already mastered what others want to learn. So for example, Simon Pullen, one of our instructors, he's been training professionally for 16 years. Prior to that, he was a financial advisor for a couple of decades. And what we've done is we've extracted everything that he knows that he's developed. And some of it was hidden behind closed doors, because when you develop a skill set and you're not a teacher or an educator, how do you know what you know? A lot of it's just, you know, it's just built into your DNA and your genes. And so what we've done is we extracted everything, systematized it, turned it into curriculums that our students can actually follow within the academy. And we've done that now with multiple instructors. And so what that enables people to do is bypass this process of trial and error, right? Because it's, you know, generally on average, to be honest with you, I mean, the time range is extreme. You know, there's a lot of variation there, but we've seen people that have been, you know, spent a decade, 15 years in the process of getting to a place where they're profitable. It takes a long bloody time. And with what we've created in the academy, we've seen people that have gone from knowing nothing about trading to achieving 1.5% a week growth in a period of 8 months without blowing an account.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And so the way that we've achieved that is basically telling them exactly what they need to be doing and where they need to be focusing their energy and what they need to be studying. If you want to learn something, you need to figure out a bunch of stuff before you even start learning it. It's like, if I want to learn a language, the average language uses, depending on the language, you know, between 3,000 to 10,000 pieces of vocabulary within a language. Okay, cool. What do I learn first? Where do I begin? What do I do? If you think of a strategy, it's like an iceberg. You might see a little thing, or I just do this little thing. But then the nuances that sit behind what someone actually does on a day-to-day basis, how they manage the trade, how they analyze, execute, manage, and close it, it's highly nuanced. There's a lot of things going on. And so the trial and error it takes for people to get to a place where they can be confident in a strategy is excruciating for a lot of people. And so we simply bypass that and then just tell them what to learn. They learn it because the proof's already done. It's already proven to work. And it works, you know. And what it's showing people, I think, more than anything, is the power of learning right. The power of learning and viewing trading through the prism of learning a skill, as if you were learning to become a lawyer or learning to become a pilot or learning to do any, you know, become proficient in anything in life. The 10,000 hour rule is real, right? It's a thing. And I know it's anecdotal, right? There's no one person that sat down and timed 10,000 hours, but there is a lot of truth, I believe, that sits behind that. Yeah. So within the academy, what we've done is we've bypassed that for those that have joined us, and we've grown immensely. We're at just under 300 members now within the academy.
We're just going to take a quick break here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favourite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
Great. And within the academy, you've got Simon Pullen, Alex Morris, perhaps. How many other traders have you got?
So we have four instructors right now. So we've got Simon Pullen, Alex Morris, Denislav Dantev, and Sid Nyman. Yeah, and I can tell you a bit about them as well. They're all interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Simon Pullen, I've already given an introduction. So he's he's been trading for a number of years. So he's married, two kids, you know, incredible mind. And he's been trading professionally behind the scenes, as in it's how he earns his bread and butter for his family for 16 years. And so that's what he does. And so the only way that people knew him was he joined a competition with MyFX Book, which is a third party validation software. It verifies things. And so he actually just, this is a couple of years back, he joined it and he came up as number one. So they looked at everything that he was doing, and he came up as the best trader on the platform. And so that's the only recognition that he actually received. Outside of that, you wouldn't know him from Tom, Dick, or Harry if you walked into a Starbucks. And so just a blindingly experienced trader in the markets.
What does he say is his secret?
Yeah, so this is interesting because I've spent a lot of time, you know, I've built the curriculums with these guys. I've worked with them for countless hours. And without leaving out the other three instructors, because I can give them an intro as well, I think it's a good question. The secret, is what we teach. It's you need to learn it properly. And so there are things that you need to do. And I can walk you through what those things are. There are things that you need to do over a period of time that will lead you to a place where you can do it. What we've done is systematized what he's done. And in fact, what he's done is what everybody else has done. And that's they've learned to trade properly. And for most people, it's luck of the draw whether they're able to do that. For the instructors that we have, they've done it. And what they've done is all the same. They've approached learning to trade in the right way. And with that, you have, again, I can be very detailed here, but you've got ups, downs. It's a graph, right? You've got good times, you've got bad times. And
you have a sort of method, because, you know, you do talk to traders who use the Fibonacci, for example, or the supply and demand kind of approach. It, you know, there are people who will trade certain patterns, you know, head and shoulders or what have you. Does he have any kind of leaning towards a certain kind of a style, if you will?
He does, yeah. So his strategy, so fundamentally, his strategy focuses mostly on head and shoulders and W&M tops. That's his thing. But he's got a bunch of other things around that he uses. To be honest, though, we teach multiple different strategies within the academy. What's interesting is that, and this is the point, is that every instructor focuses on their own strategy, right? And logic would, I mean, so not logic, but an argument would be is that if you're an instructor in the academy and all of a sudden someone's next to you and they're trading really well with another strategy, well, surely you'd go and learn that strategy, right? Well, not necessarily. Reason being is, and this is the thing that most people miss, is that instead of going wide, you should go deep with your study. So I describe trading as icebergs, as trading strategies as icebergs, and you'll see the tip of the iceberg. And that's what most people will look at. They'll look at a few core rules, and you know components that make up the strategy on the surface. They'll fall victim to the Dunning-Kruger effect, where they feel that they know a little bit, therefore they know everything. And they'll feel that they now understand the strategy, and they won't get the results that they're actually looking for. And the reason why they don't get the results they're looking for is because they haven't gone deep. And so what's happened with every single one of our instructors is they've really become experts in their method of trading. Is they haven't jumped and hop, skipped and jumped around from one thing to another. But what they've done is they've taken a step back and they've said, okay, I know this works, and there's different reasons why they know it works. Each one has different reasons. It could be a mentor they had. It could be they landed on something. They all invested into education in different ways, and they went through a lot of the same things that people that were listening to this, that are listening to this, will have gone through as well. But the common denominator is they focused. They really focused in, and they deep dived into their method of trading, and they learned every nook and cranny about it. And what that means is it means that they're in a position where if you look at all of our instructors, they aren't getting out of their Lamborghini and, you know, driving off, and, you know, they are calm and they're collected and they're relaxed and they're disciplined and they have a handle of their expenses, both their money, both inside of trading as well as outside of trading. Three out of our four instructors are all financial professionals outside of trading. So Alex Morris is a chartered accountant. Denislav Dantsev is a registered and licensed financial advisor in the US. And prior to being a trader, Simon was a financial advisor. So the only one that falls outside of that is Sid Nyman. And Sid Nyman's a retired, but he worked for IBM for many years as an engineer.
Yeah, I find engineers often are good traders. It sort of slightly worries me because I'm a creative. So I have a really bad background for being a great trader, right? Too impulsive and all the rest of it. But it does seem there is a kind of stereotype among retail traders who do well, i.e. either they have some sort of professional experience in engineering and or, I say, finance. I think it's something to do with the sort of the methodology that they need to apply. I mean, if you're an accountant, you've really got to make sure everything balances up. You've got to pay attention to detail. Your way of working has to be quite slow to get things right. Yeah, you know, you can't be impulsive. You can't, dash of imagination is not what's required, you know. So, you know, my strengths are sort of pattern recognition and things like this, but weaknesses are, you know, in risk management. They're a lot better than they were. But when I started off, these were real difficulties. Whereas an accountant, part of their job description is really to make sure there aren't mistakes, right? It's like, it's part of their job description almost. You know, they've got to look at the detail. They've got to balance things up. If things are not right, they've got to adjust and so on. And I think that they start with a sort of advantage, I think, really, for trading, in as much that they come to it with more methodical thinking, less impulsive and so on. So are you finding, I mean, because you just showed me, or you just gave me the names of four traders you work with, and they all have this kind of a background, including the engineer. You know, it's interesting. Do you find the more creative types are struggling for longer?
I think creative types in general struggle in this world, just full stop, let alone in trading. I think that, having said that, Simon Pullen, he paints, you know, so he does have a heavy creative streak in him. So with the creative side of trading, so there is a place for creativity within trading, but it needs to be sequenced right. So within the academy and the cafe, so everything that we do, we have five core principles that underlie learning something properly. And the fifth one is the creative stage. It's a stage where I actually call it the Beatles step. For context, let me tell you what the first four are, because I think it'll help you, because these are the educational principles that underlie everything that we do. And in fact, it's not just what we do. It's if you take these and you apply these principles, you can learn anything to an exceptionally high standard. And this is it. So the first thing you need is you need to insert components of the skill of knowledge that you're learning into your brain, right? It's just two things there. It needs to get in and it needs to be a component. So what does that mean? It means that we have a strategy, and your strategy we can immediately break up into a couple of sections. Your analysis, your execution, your management, your closing, right? And so there we have four components to kick things off. Okay, we could reduce it down, but this is just as an example. And then if we take one component, your analysis, well, that you can break down even further, and you can look at what your fundamentals, your technicals, and you can break it down. You can break those down even further. So what we're getting is we're getting components. What you then do is you take one of those components and you ingest it. You take one component and you ingest it. So the principle with that first step is more energy on less. So people do the opposite. They kind of put a little bit of energy on a lot, right? And so the energy to watch a YouTube video is negligible, right? You just have to sit and just be present. But the idea with ingesting something into your brain, it means trying to use your senses, right? So it means write it down. If you're watching a video, write as you listen. It means pay genuine attention. Make sure you're in a quiet spot where you have headphones on and you can really focus. Look at the video and don't do other things. So these are very simple things you can do to make sure that you're ingesting the information properly. But that's all you've done, is you've just ingested it. Your second step is you need to practice it, right? So you take the singular component that you've just learned, and you immediately put it into practice.
Yeah, and I think not jumping from one strategy to another is another big thing, isn't it? I mean, for example, Alex Morris has as far as I can tell, I've only seen about three or four of his videos, but putting it in a nutshell, he will trade on the hourly chart. He will look obviously at the bigger timeframes, the weekly and daily, and then he'll narrow it down to the hourly. And broadly speaking, he will look for supply and demand zones, and he will look for a moment of, well, two or three hourly candles congesting, and then a break, whether it's to the downside or the upside. And he works like that, and drawing out each time he goes another supply and demand zone wherever it forms. And he will, in his videos, he often just talks us through how he goes from, you know, hour to hour to hour to hour, whether it's down or up. And that, as I said, putting it in a nutshell, is his strategy. You know, if you come to that as a beginner, or even if you've been trading for a year or two and you're not getting consistent results, it's perhaps a good idea to follow just one strategy that is as clear as that. And as you say, practice it and sort of get it into your head somehow, so that you try that out on a live account and see how you do, and not try.
Well, I just to interject there. So what I said was two steps out of five. So there's still three more steps to go. So practicing it is only one thing. The next thing is you need to make sure that you are doing it properly. So you need to get some kind of feedback. That could be feedback through back testing or forward testing in a demo account. You can get feedback. You can also get feedback from an expert. You need feedback, and you need to analyze that feedback. Then what you need to do, and I'll pivot back to Alex in a second. Then what you need to do is you need to be in a place where you handle what those three things have given you. Because if you ingest material, you practice it, and you get feedback on that, whether it's from a person or from the markets, you will make progress. You will. And the problem with progress is you end up facing another barrier, another problem. And so the fourth step is overcoming barriers. Now, this is what we call the foundation loop. And when you repeat this loop with every component of a strategy and you go through it systematically, then you get to the final stage, which is what we call the creative step, the Beatles step. And this is where the Beatles were in Hamburg for about 4 or 5 years before they came to the UK and they became the Beatles. And what they were doing in Hamburg is they were playing every night. And what were they playing? They were playing other people's songs. They weren't playing their own songs. They're playing other people's songs. What this allowed them to do is to understand the structure of a good song. What makes up a good song? What makes up a hit? And they did that every night for hours and hours and hours, every single day for years. Then they came back, and then Lennon McCartney happened and the Beatles began. And so Alex Morris has got a phenomenal strategy, but it doesn't matter whether it's Alex's strategy, Simon's strategy, Sid's strategy, or Joe Bloggs' strategy. It doesn't matter. The point is that if you're going to study something, slow down and set yourself the goal of not studying anything else for 6 months apart from that one thing.
Yeah, makes sense.
And what will happen is your level of understanding will just, you know, it'll catapult. But here's the challenge with it. Doing that is exceptionally hard.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, isn't it? When you explain it like that, it seems so simple.
Yes.
Like most things in life, you know, they usually have a simple sequence to success. And yet it's not easy. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, nothing worthwhile is, right? No, it's like, you know, if you want to create something amazing.
Yeah, it's grind. Yeah.
Yeah, it is grind. And and we live in a snowflake era where people don't like that. But I mean, the reality is that is the truth.
Yeah. Well, you know, a very distracted era, isn't it? I mean, you know, you go on to any like YouTube, as you were saying earlier, and there'll be this tutorial and that tutorial, and which do you follow? And it's very easy to be distracted that way. I mean, I think one of the nice things about what you're doing is that if people could perhaps commit to being with your guys for a period of time and shut out all those other various options and just try and test that and really focus on something, a particular method that perhaps we could say suits their style or their personality as well, or the time they have to trade in the day, you know, not everyone can be at the screen all day long, then at least they cut out some of the noise. And that's part of the battle of modern life, isn't it? This cutting out the noise, you know, so that we can focus and not be overstressed.
Yeah, we speak about that a lot. I mean, my advice to all of our academy students, we tend to give it more to the academy students because they are really kind of focusing on studying properly, is get rid of, I mean, I don't use a phone. I don't have a telephone. The reason I do that is because it allows me to focus more, because, you know, social media, messaging people and just, I can't handle that many people in my life. And very, you know, I can handle a handful of people, if that, barely, right? And, you know, focusing in does exactly what the sun does when you put it through a magnifying glass. It creates fire. And so if you're able to focus and eliminate the noise and distraction of life, and what that means on a practical level is actually taking bloody action and not just thinking about it and living on what we call the cliff edge of hope, where you're constantly hoping that something's going to happen. It's like, do something, get rid of YouTube, delete the app. You know, if you've got friends that are distracting you and being in a place where you're just drinking all weekend and you end up and you just hang over on Sunday, you've done nothing, change it, right? Change it. Like, make these, we tend to encourage small changes, but quick. Make small changes, but quick, right? And negotiate with yourself on what you're able to actually do, but eliminate distractions and just focus in. If there was one thing that anybody listening to this could do in order to change their results with trading, it's number one, use a paper trading account if you don't know what you're doing. That's the first thing. And the second thing is to really study, become a student. The results that you'll get from that, you will only feel 6 to 9 months down the line. Because it's like, if I'm going to the gym, I don't feel myself getting better, you know, when I'm at the gym. The results I see compounding over time. The biggest issue that we see that people face is actually not strategy hopping. It's just a byproduct of a lot of things. But the biggest problem we see is people's concept of time. That's actually the biggest issue that people struggle with, is that generally as human beings, we tend to suck at time management and planning. The vast majority of people, it's like, what are you going to be doing in the next 3 months? Where are you going? They don't financially plan properly. I've spoken one-on-one with hundreds of unsuccessful traders to date. And it's the number one thing that cripples people, is they do not understand the concept of time.
Okay, when you say time, do you mean in terms of the time required to become a master at trading, or something else?
That and everything else. It's okay. The time it takes to build an account up. You know, you mentioned at the beginning 20% return in a year. So we advocate a realistic target of 2 to 3% per month, right? Which is 42% compounded over a year. But the reality is that if you have a $1,000 account, and most people, I'd say 50% have got a decent amount of money, 50% don't, right? And they're like 500 to 1,000, and then everyone else is kind of in between. The reality is, if you've got $1,000 in the bank, 3% on that per month is $30. It's nothing. And so, you know, if you continued trading like that, you'd build your account up to around £60,000 or dollars with about a 2,000 monthly return in the space of 10 years. It's just our brains can't handle that.
Yeah, you know, especially in this age where we want everything now and we've got 7 seconds attention span or whatever it is.
Yeah. And so it's just grueling for people. And so I'd say a huge chunk of what we do in the cafe and the academy is to, because the thing is to realize how people see time, because the reality is that 10 years from now is going to happen. Like for most of us, it's going to arrive. And so what are you doing to get ready for that? Right. And so what people do is they try to make a million on repeat every month for years. And they're trying to make a fortune every month. And they just repeat that process month after month. And, you know, Einstein said, it's a kind of a adjustment to what he said, but, you know, you can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking that brought you there in the first place.
Yeah. And to make these big gains on the whole, you're having to risk more. So of course, sooner or later, it's going to catch up with you. You know, and it's happened to me. You know, it's how people blow their accounts. They have a good run, and then the worst catastrophe happens, you know, 2 weeks later or whatever it is, you know, and they're back to square one or worse. And then you repeat it, and you think, oh, I'm doing well, and then the same thing repeats. And you're baffled, but it's because, like you say, you're impatient, you want these big gains, you know you can get them, you think you can have them all the time, and you haven't factored in that the world just doesn't work like that. Mm. You know, it won't give you that kind of yield. They won't give anyone, even if you're a master trading, if you take really big risks gunning for 100% every time, sooner or later you're going to come unstuck.
Yeah, and it happens, you know. Yeah. And so, you know, we tell everyone, all our students, it's, you know, don't trade with a live account, right? And we've got a very specific process for shifting into trading with a live account. But the response that we get is like, yeah, but you know, you can't really feel the market unless you're trading with a live account. And it's like, okay, fair enough. But it's kind of like if, you know, if I had a, you know, 13-year-old kid and they want to learn to drive, it's like, well, let me take the car on the motorway because otherwise I won't get to feel what it's like. It's like, well, no. Yeah, what you need to do first is learn to drive, yeah, and then you'll be qualified to feel what it's like and you'll be in a position where you're safe. Because people say that rhetoric of like, well, you need to feel the live account in order to, you know, to learn that component. But it's just internal justification to put them in a place where they're gambling. And by the way, I hate gambling. And so I am, when it comes on the scale of how much I like gambling, 0 being I love it and 10 being I detest it, I'm a 12. So I hate gambling, and which is ironic for what I do, but I think it's helpful. I think it's good for our community and it's good for our students because it puts them in a position where it's like, dude, stop, you're gambling. Like there's no discussion to be had. You are gambling and that needs to stop or you stop trading. Right. And, you know, learn to do it properly because you're putting yourself in danger. You're putting your family in danger. You're putting your life savings in danger and you're not qualified to do that. Irregardless of the internal narrative that you have for yourself, you aren't qualified to do it. And so get qualified first. And what does that mean? Well, it means prove it initially, learn your stuff, prove it in a paper trading account for a decent amount of time. We recommend at least 5 months. Then you shift into a small live account, which is less than $1,000 for a further 4 to 5 months. And once you've been through that process, you learn, you test again. Now you can go. And when you go, for want of a better expression, excuse me for being crude, balls to the wall, and you go for it. When you are qualified to trade, then you want to have as much capital as you possibly can, because then you're earning more money. But you're in a place where you can do it, right? Instead of half-assing it, you know, I think back, and here's a personal story, which is no one knows this apart from my wife, but when I was 14, I was a bit of a lad, and I was living in England in a place called Bedford. I lived in a very dodgy area. I don't know if you know Bedford, but...
pretty much Luton's sort of area, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you can get an idea of what Bedford's like. It's the place that no one will ever go to for any reason. But I lived in probably the worst... It was the worst area within Bedford. So we were poor growing up and, that's where we lived. A lot of gangs. And I ended up driving the car of my... There was a guy that had a shop across the... I used to drive his car when I was 14 on the motorway. And it was just dumb. I was putting myself at risk. I was putting everybody else at risk, you know, and this is what people are doing is they were like me at 14 years old, grabbing a full-size freaking car and driving at 60, 70 miles an hour down the motorway. It's just ridiculous. And so the irony is when you do things the right way, when you do things properly, that's actually the fastest way to do it because you actually end up, instead of going around in a circle for 5 years, you can actually learn how to do something in bloody 6 to 9 months. If you're systematic and you're structured with it and you're purposeful with everything you do, you can do it in a relatively short space of time. But you don't know that until you've done it.
I mean, it's like the old story of the tortoise and the hare, isn't it? You know,
exactly.
You know, you just have to learn that patience and yeah, exactly. Just to wind up, how does the content in the cafe differ from the academy? Obviously the academy is more structured and so on. Can you just run through a few basics as to how that works?
I mean you actually hit the nail on the head. I mean, that is the fundamental difference is the cafe is a group of hundreds of videos and each video is superb. You'll find golden nuggets for days and months and years to come. The difference with the academy is we have curriculums. So we have curriculums and we have a very specific and structured process for people to go through from start to finish. And so there's no second guessing which video shall I watch now. It's sequential. Do this, then you do this, then you do this. And so what we do is we eliminate all of the guesswork from learning within the academy. So it's a question of everything's laid out for you on a silver platter. All you need to do is execute and not stop. Those two things.
Sounds good. Hey, Zach, thanks so much for talking to me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's been great connecting.
Zach Van Niekerk. Hopefully by now you're intrigued enough to check out the Trading Cafe. And for Magic Mind, the drink that keeps you focused in the midst of market chaos, don't forget to use my link in the show notes, together with the coupon code TRADER20. Have a great week trading. Thanks for listening.